to school. Mr. Osborne was arrested on 69 counts of indecent exposure and one count of felony furnishing harmful items to minors, and now claims to be disgusted with himself for the prank.
Not a good look.
Not a good look. That is just about all the time that we have on the Tell Mikey D is coming up in just a minute. If you have a child between the ages of 4 and about 14, and if that child likes Star Wars, get over to, and Lego, get on over to Toys R Us this Saturday between noon and 2. They are having a make and take build event. Your child can make a little tiny Millennium Falcon. It's completely free. Your child will love it. If you're an adult and you want one, too bad. They're pretty sticky about not letting the adults crowd in and build things for themselves. But something free for the kids to do this Saturday.
Can't you not go in there without a child?
Do I need to tell you that I've tried, that I have asked politely, can I build one of those? And they're
so
like,
they're not,
you're a grown it's man, not
like
get out.
The Children's Museum where you have to wear a lanyard that says... No. Childless adult.
No, they just shoo you away and say no Lego for you.
So you're just crying.
Yes.
On the outside.
My tears are meaningless to me. That's all, but that's all we got for now. Time for On the Tell Mikey D. Until next week, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks. We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccups, shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to
tea. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the case.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. Off.
to On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Phil. I am bringing you the best of Boston and New England music right here from now until midnight on 91.5 WMFO. I'm just going to start everything off with, I guess it could be considered a classic. It's 20 years old. Who knows?
Davis check. Command on intel.
Affirmative.
Telemetry in launch condition.
Affirmative.
Missile in internal DC.
Affirmative.
Pressurization complete.
Affirmative.
All recorders and oscillographs to fast. Vernier start.
Start tank pressurized.
No.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
91.5 WMFO. You're listening to On Tell Mikey D. You just listened to The Silver Mirrors with Between My Eyes. Aloud gave you The Wicked Kind, Andre Oban, with the title track from his record Endorphin. And I started that all off going back 20 years. I can't believe it either. That was Splashdown with Paradox. All right, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Megan Tracy and the Mist Connections are setting up in Studio D. I can see it through the window right now. Ruby Rose Fox will be in to chat in a little bit. But for now...
In the end, it turns out all the same. If it's all for nothing, who's to blame? 'Cause in the end it turns out all the same. I can lie, I can be afraid, I can die, I can breathe again. Mm-hmm.
91.5 WMFO, you're listening on the Tell 'em Mikey D. I just played Ruby Rose Fox with Rock Bottom off her latest record, Domestic. And guess what? She's here.
Hello.
Hello. This is such a great record. And I love that song.
Thank you, Phil.
Oh, man. You titled the new record Domestic. I'm curious on how you came to that title.
Oh, man, that's a loaded question.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's complicated, and there's a lot of answers.
All right.
But
I'm just, because I was listening to the whole thing, you know, pre-production, and I was wondering just how you came up to the title Domestic.
Sure. So, it's a breakup album, so.
Okay.
I was listening to a lot of Cold War documentaries. Well, that process was happening.
Oh, all right.
And kind of got fascinated with the whole thing. which is, there's some plays on the record about sort of just Gorbachev and Reagan, and some of it's layered into the record. Also, I think some of my previous work was a lot more abstract lyrically.
Okay.
And this album felt a lot more... sort of he said, she said, fight it out in your living room kind of thing. And there's also a play on domestic violence, which is also sort of laced in the record as well.
Interesting. Nux, I remember when you were here, how long ago was that?
Oh, man.
You had performed.
Yeah.
And I had the pleasure of hosting that night, too. Yeah. And, I remember, I think it may have been off air, you were ready to do like more of a rock record or something like that. I think that's what you said before. My memory could be a little fuzzy.
Oh, that's so
too
funny.
Much caffeine.
That's funny because that's what I'm saying now about the next record.
So it's going to be even more so.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So let's play another track and then we'll chat some more, huh?
Sure.
Which one shall we play? Because I chose Rock Bottom because I like the lyric that we can't play on the air, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Which one shall I play?
Well, the fan favorite so far has been a song called Oh Roy, which is about Roy Orbison. That one, or Miss America, is another fan favorite you could play. But I'll leave it up to you. I'll let you choose.
Let's take it to a coin toss. Do I have a coin? Let's see. Do I have a coin? All right.
He does have a coin. Look at that.
All right. There we go. Here's Miss America.
Back again, she's not my friend. I'm lying on a champagne floor like a baby animal, sleeping to kind of ghost in the rest, feeling like I might be Batman's Two-Face. You turn off your phone and I'm gone. We'll never mind, baby. I miss America. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm gonna let you stay. I'm gonna let you stay. And off to East New York like a down one wannabe. When did I become such a fragile flower? You're looking like a man with too much power. It's a welfare state, and I always take the
CCTV.
WMFO. I had to play that. I love that song so much. It's such a big hit here at On the Town with Mikey D.
Oh, thanks so much.
I love that song so much. Anyway, all right, so back to the now.
Back to the now.
Back to the now. So what are the immediate plans for... Have you had your album release party yet?
No, it's on June 3rd at the Middle East Downstairs.
Ooh, downstairs.
Downstairs.
The swanky version.
Swanky?
Compared to upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Or it could be worse, the corner.
Oh, that's true. I never thought of the downstairs as swanky, though.
Well, I mean, that's the swankiest club in Davis Square. Oh, sorry, Central Square. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Yeah.
I don't know what's coming out of my mouth.
As long as
it's not curse words, it's all good. So, June 3rd, you said.
June 3rd.
Who else is playing?
Jeremy and the Harlequins from New York City. Julie Rhodes and Weekend Friends are opening.
Weekend Friends. Excellent.
Yeah. Almost Rumble winners.
Yes. Almost Rumble winners.
Yes.
But you can't beat the almighty worshiper.
No.
You can't.
Were you at the Rumble?
I was not. Oh. My day job is retail. I have to arrange just a host tonight.
Yeah.
So what was the approach for the current album? Because you've only done an EP before, right?
Yeah.
So was
EP
this like
singles.
A big massive undertaking? Or?
Yeah, it was. It took like I think we spent a month in the studio.
Oh wow.
Which is a lot. For me. So yeah, it was pretty massive. I mean, it's pretty much the biggest project I've ever done. And we also filmed 4 music videos for it so far.
Ooh.
So there's 2 coming out on the 15th and then another coming out in June.
Okay, I was going to say, I haven't seen any music videos yet, but so they're not out yet.
Frankenstein came out in October.
Okay.
Oh no, it's my dad.
Oh no.
I won't answer that.
That's all right. We have cell phone picked sounds all around.
Dad, you can call in the show. So it was a huge thing for me. Yeah, big project.
What did you intend on making a full-length record?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Okay.
Just because I feel like there's been a lot of music out there and none of it's been very cohesive.
Okay.
So I wanted to make something that was a piece of work, a body of work. So
this is definitely it. I gotta say. I mean, and you did you use which, what was it, what crowdfunding? You crowdfunded, right?
We crowdfunded it through Pledge Music.
Pledge, okay. Yeah. I didn't want to get it wrong.
That's okay. That's okay.
Because a lot of musicians use Pledge and Kickstarter, and some of them have even gone to Indiegogo.
Indiegogo, right.
So I didn't want to get the wrong platform.
Yeah. We use Pledge, and we raised
a good amount of cash.
About half the amount we needed to make it, but
was that the goal or?
No, we didn't make our goal. That's what people think, but that's okay. But the truth of the matter is, this would never have happened without our fans. I mean, not even close to happening. So this truly was an independent record. That was a team effort by a lot of people. So
yeah, I'm looking at the credits here.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Gerard, Tony Severino, who else? Lots of people.
Yeah.
So all right. So the release is in June. The release party is June 3rd.
Yes.
Is the record out now through your website? Or?
It is not out. It's out on May 23rd on iTunes. Ooh, so it's
that's
not,
my birthday.
It is.
Yeah.
So it's not even out yet.
Well, in that case,
I'm just being a big
I hope
tease.
You all are listening, because you should be getting this, like pre-order it on iTunes or something. Is that available?
Yeah, it is. It just became available on pre-order.
Sweet.
Yes. So
pre-order it on iTunes, and well, you could probably buy the physical CD on your site.
Yes, that's
in time.
Yes. Yes.
No, all right. Well, with all of the songs here, which one was the most challenging for you?
Oh, that's
What is it with the unwittingly loaded questions with me? I don't know.
It's really hard to say. They were all challenging in their own way. Ronald Reagan Killed the Radio was hard because I played it live without a click track, so that was sort of different. And the other one was Painkiller, because it wasn't written all the way, so we were kind of writing it in the studio.
So when you were saying you wanted it